This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So, not your wife or the band dancing. Everybody's dancing. We're happy Tiger Woods made it. That was very, very scary yesterday. I was on air, and I heard that at 7 in the morning, he had gotten into a pretty severe accident. When people realized it was him, news broke. It kind of, with what happened with Kobe Bryant and everything, you just start to kind of freeze up and go, look, these icons are not immortal. And so when you saw the car, and I was seeing pictures come across my feed of Tiger Woods' car after the rollover. He was near Torrance, California, Palos Verdes. In that area, it's a beautiful area. And unfortunately, they say he was speeding, no alcohol involved. They don't think there was any medications or drugs involved. And he was very lucid during the accident and was able to talk to first responders. But they say he was speeding and he left his place. He was in a rental car. Driving to, I believe, I forget which club he was going to because he was supposed to meet Drew Brees. And if I was going to meet Drew Brees, I'd be speeding too. I got to tell you, I like football. And, if I had to be somewhere at 7:30, unfortunately, we've all done it. And so he didn't do anything that we haven't done ourselves. And if you've ever driven in that area in California, it's not like New York where it's very much of a grid. And you drive slow because you can't go anywhere. And it's not like other areas where you could see the road for miles ahead. In California, very, very windy. Not a lot of planning when it came to the streets. And so, unfortunately, it's very easy. I was in 3 car accidents in California in a span of 4 months. Just because the roads are just different. You have a median all of a sudden there, or somebody is stopping to parallel park and they are stopped in the middle of the street going backwards. Just weird stuff happens in California on the roads. And so unfortunately he hit a median, went into the other lane, flipped, landed on the embankment. And they say that he needed the jaws of life to be pried out of the car. No, they needed to get him out of the windshield, get him out of the car through the windshield, but they didn't have to use the jaws of life. We'll talk about what the jaws of life are. But unfortunately, he did sustain multiple fractures to his right leg and ankle. When you hear a comminuted or compound fracture, it means multiple breaks. It wasn't just one clean break. And so when I knew that he had to have been taken to Harbor UCLA, which was the closest trauma one, level one trauma center nearby, it meant he had sustained some pretty bad trauma. And unfortunately, he could bleed. He could have sustained, neck injuries, multiple other injuries. So there's no way a rollover crash was just going to go to the nearby urgent care. So obviously they took him to Harbor UCLA. I almost trained there. In fact, I think I was there for about a month. Fantastic medical unit and medical team over there and facility. So we heard late last night that he was recovering nicely. They put some rods and screws into his tibia and fibula. These are the bones of the lower leg, to stabilize the ankle, to stabilize the leg. We use hardware. In medicine, we do a lot of carpentry, plumbing. We use all those skills in medicine. It's not rocket science. We need to put things together. We piece the bones together. The orthopedic team was fantastic. We haven't seen what the x-rays look like. I wrote an article. I put an example of a picture of what he might have had so you could see what the screws look like. But that wasn't him. We don't have a picture of his x-ray. My guess is we are going to see it, and it's going to be pretty, pretty graphic. He was lucid. He was able to talk to first responders. He was able to say, look, my agent needs to get my stuff from my car. I don't know if you guys have ever been in a car accident. It's pretty overwhelming, and you do go into shock. You know, I mean, I've been flipped. I've been, I've had multiple car accidents, and thank God I've been able to walk out of there. But the things you think about are different. You know, one of my car accidents, somebody said that I still had my stethoscope over my shoulder. Now, I don't know if I drove with my stethoscope over my neck and over my shoulders, or if I grabbed it because I saw a trauma scene. And I'm like, I need to get out and work. And I grabbed my stethoscope. I don't know, but I had a stethoscope around me. You know, and I was still in my scrubs from work. That was the accident where somebody had stopped to parallel park and was driving backwards on Ventura, and I hit him. So, and he's fine. Everybody's been fine, thank God, with the accidents. I usually have most of the brunt of it. But, you know, Tiger Woods, he definitely has had his share of drama. Back in 2017, he had fallen asleep in his car, and so he was arrested for a DUI, and it wasn't alcohol, but apparently, I think he had Ambien and Valium on his talk screen. I think there was marijuana. It was Xanax, Dilaudid, Vicodin, Ambien, and some THC in his system, but he had been recovering from spinal fusion surgery. So one concern that some people have that might have happened yesterday is he had a microdiscectomy. He had back surgery. He was recovering from back surgery. And for anybody who's had back surgery, I haven't had that yet, but I got to tell you, it is not comfortable, and people are in pain. And this was his fifth back surgery. True, a microdiscectomy is not as invasive as a spinal fusion, but you wonder if maybe there could have been, you know, some relationship to maybe a medication he was on. They said he seemed pretty exacerbated and pretty frustrated when he left his hotel and his resort to get to the place on time. And we all rush, you know, but what happened to Tiger Woods reminds us that, you know, thank God, right, you know, he lived and you know, that accident could have been really, really bad. And we all rush. We all, you know, put the pedal to the metal. We all panic. We all try to burn rubber just to get to where we need to get to. And Drew Brees could wait. And, you know, he's a nice guy. He probably would have said, look, you know what, no rush. Or whatever the event or the photo shoot was. We all panic and run. I one time was late for my show. And I just called the producer and I said, look, just start playing a replay. And even though in my mind that is something I would never tolerate, because I think being late is a bad thing. There was traffic. Not worth getting into an accident. This isn't a replay. This is live. But guys, just take it slow. It's just not worth it. And thank God he's doing okay. We'll give you guys updates. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the keyword test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So people want their money back. Right? There were a lot of things that happened during this last year and a lot of things we've been paying for that we didn't get. Now, I really got my money's worth on my house because I was home. I spent a lot of time on my home. So I think my mortgage, I really got my money's worth. I think I got my money's worth on my Netflix. I think I got my money's worth on my Wi-Fi, but what about our car insurance? Did you guys use your car a lot last year? I did because I still drove, you know, to the studio and I still did some medical type stuff, but, you know, went to the grocery store. So yeah, I'm going to pay for my premiums, but did we have to pay the degree of what we're paying? I live in Nevada, and in Nevada, our rates are kind of high because I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because we're around a lot of California drivers, and some of us were from California. So, right? When I lived in California, I got into car accidents. So my rates aren't the cheapest of the cheap. Okay? And, by the way, those accidents I got into, they weren't all my fault, as you could see. I just was, you know, wrong place at the wrong time. I usually am at the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, duh, that's just me. So, in Nevada, drivers want their money back. They think that they should have gotten more refund. And some did. By the way, it looks like, okay, so Channel 3, News 3 wrote that apparently there were some discounts offered to insurers. Acuity gave $50 to $100 one-time refund. State Farm gave 25% reduction in bills from March 20th to May 31st. Because in Nevada, the strictest of the lockdown went to March 15th or March 17th to May 9th. That was the strictest of the lockdown. We still had lockdowns, but in terms of the stay-at-home order, it lasted about those 6-7 weeks. So State Farm reduced bills by 25%. Geico gave a 15% credit, but that's only if you renew a policy between April 8th and October 7th. But Robert Eglet, and I think Eglet from the firm Eglet Adams, I think he's the one that represented the October 1 shooting victims and won a multi-million dollar settlement from MGM, he believes that the rates should have been cut on the order of 50-60%. So apparently he and there's another lawyer coming from the north. So in Nevada, we have north and south. It's interesting. Southern Nevada, we're kind of closer to L.A. than we are to our northern cities. And so people look at northern Nevada as, you know, they're kind of connected to northern California, or southern Nevada is connected to southern California, when really we are Nevadans. And so we do have some brotherhood there. So apparently you have an attorney, a Reno trial lawyer, Matthew Sharp. He's joining efforts with Eglet to provide relief for drivers and their high insurance premiums that they paid during the pandemic. So the class action lawsuits have been filed against State Farm, USAA, Geico, Acuity, Liberty Mutual, Farmers, Progressive, Travelers, Nationwide is on your side, Allstate. I love that they're bringing back the jingles. I think some of the car commercials, they get kind of old, but I don't really like Flo from Progressive. I get, you know, she's talented, but I'm kind of sick of Flo, so I kind of like some of the other stuff. The Liberty Mutual, they need to do a better job with their ads. But apparently the suits allege that Nevadans face substantial life changes beginning March 1, so they drove less frequently, drove shorter distances, less traffic, fewer automobile accidents, and a dramatic reduction in automobile insurance claims. So the lawsuit further alleges, this is according to News 13, that a significant drop in driving, collisions, automobile insurance claims will continue in the foreseeable future. Hence, did insurance companies still need to charge the high premiums? You know, it's interesting. People don't like lawyers, but I have to take a second, and I got to kind of stop and look back and go, you know what? There's an art to it. I would have never even thunk that you could sue an insurance company to charge less because of a pandemic. And this is going to open up a whole slew of lawsuits, which is the question I want to pose to you all, is what should you be getting your money back for all this time? Right? What did you not get to access that you still had to pay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So college students, medical students, dental students, students come out saying, okay, look, what am I paying for? I mean, students paid a bank load, yeah, I'm trying to keep it clean, of money for their tuition. And many of the schools gave just a little tiny bit, maybe, of a refund. And that was only when they were pushed, even though many of the colleges got PPP money. And so, you know, if I had to be on the side of anybody, I get with the drivers, and I'll, you know, I mean, I agree. If insurance companies made all this money in premiums and they didn't have to pay out, it would be nice to give a little back. But I think those who have been paying high costs for campus access and campus security, and I think they should get some money back, especially if they're paying tens upon tens of thousands of dollars, in tuition and fees. If they were virtual, if they were in an area like in California where the schools were all virtual, that, you know, did they really have to spend $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year? So I would think college students or graduate students should probably get some money back and more than what some of the schools were giving back. But, boy, are people's purse strings tight right now. And, I mean, you know, if I could be, oh, by the way, the lawsuits on the car insurances are declaratory relief pursuant to NRS 30.040, breach of contract, breach of covenant of good faith and fair dealing, bad faith, and violation of Nevada's Deceptive Trade Practices Act. They say that the providers provided paltry credits and refunds to their insureds that are inadequate, giving excessive premiums that Nevadans have been paying for during the pandemic. So, the lawyers have a point. I mean, I don't know what my car insurance is. Corey deals with that. But my guess is, you know, because we have driven less, and I don't even think I got pulled over. No, I don't think I've gotten pulled over by a cop. The last time I got pulled over, I was on my way to my mammogram, and that was pre-pandemic. And I remember because I was telling them, I'm like, you know, sorry, I'm nervous about the mammogram. Hey, the cop didn't want to hear any of this, but I'm like, look, you know, the mammogram doesn't go low enough. They keep telling me to raise the breast, and I'm like, bring the mammogram lower, and, you know, my foot keeps getting in the image, and they're like, what is this? Why are we looking at bunions? You know, so I'm trying to talk to the cop about all this. I'm like, by the way, you know, is your prostate good? You know, has your prostate been checked? He's like, just get out of here, please. And so I got out of the ticket. So that was good. So, yeah, so here's my question. What should be refunded? What did you spend money on? Now, some of you bought AMC movie theater cards where you could get free movies. I'm not sure what's happening with that. I guess what the movie theaters are doing is saying, look, just wait and keep the credit until you could, you know, get that back. Let's say, you know, when movies reopen. Airlines, I would really love my money back for my airplane ticket. But, you know, we need to stop and look at the other side. All right. I had a ticket for JetBlue. I was supposed to go to a talkers conference last June, this last June, okay? Hasn't been able to be rescheduled yet because of what's been going on with New York. And so I'd like my money back for my ticket. They're like, nah, save it as a credit. And you have to use it before this coming September. Now, I love New York, and so, yeah, I might just fly there for funsies, but I would really like to get money back from travel. I canceled two completely refundable hotel stays in New York because it got moved a couple times. Didn't get the money back. And so, you know, I think if there was a service that you didn't use, you should get the money back. But on the flip side, these companies are, I mean, they need to kind of stay alive. They need to stay open. They need to stay functional. You know, if an airline has not brought in money in over a year and has been taking a loss, is that airline going to exist? Now, some of you might be like, well, I'm not going to play a violin for an airline. Right? You know, airlines, they use sometimes bad engines. I'm a little nicer to airlines because I've flown on planes and made it, knock on wood. So I want airlines to be there, and I like getting to New York in 4.5 hours. I think that's pretty cool. But, yeah, there's a lot of things I didn't get my money back for. And airlines was a biggie, saying sorry. So what should we be getting our money? What, besides, let's say, car insurance premiums, what else should we get back? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should our credit card fees go down? How many of you have, like, a 24% interest on your credit card or a 17% interest? That's ridiculous. I should have gone into credit card companies. I mean, that's where the money is. By the way, you know you could do that now. People can loan money to other people through brokers, and then you could make interest. You can't charge, you know, stupid interest. The broker handles all that, but, you know, there's money to be made. So we'll see what happens in Nevada. One thing Nevada knows how to do is, you know, get a lawsuit solved and paid for. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five board members of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas resigned Tuesday after the state power system failed during a deadly winter storm, leaving more than 4 million customers without electricity. All of the five board members live outside of Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he welcomed the resignations. Pilgrim's Pride Corporation, one of the largest U.S. poultry producers, pleaded guilty and was sentenced to pay a $107.9 million fine on Tuesday to settle federal charges it conspired to fix chicken prices and pass on the cost to consumers. Chief Executive Fabio Sandri entered the guilty plea in Denver, Colorado Tuesday. A plea agreement had been reached in October. The Tesla Model Y standard range car was removed from the automaker's website over the weekend without explanation. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said he wasn't going to introduce the vehicle at all because the range of the car would be unacceptably low at less than 250 miles. USA Radio News. For the People Act sounds like a bad deal, Dan Naraki reports.
The resolution, called the For the People Act, would enact a number of changes to election law. The resolution would create automatic voter registration, expand early voting and voting by mail. It would also restore voting rights to felons who have completed their sentences and force Congress to grant statehood to the District of Columbia. Congressman Jim Jordan says there are even more aspects of the bill that make it ridiculous. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that the American people should not stand for their tax dollars funding congressional campaigns.
It forces taxpayers to pay for campaigns, and of course it codifies all the problems in the 2020 election, as you pointed out, with mail-in balloting. But think about this. Think about the taxpayer financing the campaigns. So right now you have all these politicians in Washington doing all kinds of crazy things, spending taxpayer dollars on all kinds of ridiculous things, and then they say, oh, by the way, voters, we're going to use your money to make sure I get reelected. Such a deal. So, yeah, this is where the left is going. It is crazy, and the American people, I think, see it for how ridiculous it is.
USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So originally, they were discussing how the Jaws of Life had to pry Tiger Woods out of the car. And I think some people have a hard time conceptualizing it. Then they corrected themselves saying, no, the Jaws of Life were not used on Tiger Woods. There had been a tweet from the L.A. Sheriff's Office. And the Jaws of Life, by the way, is a trademarked term. And it was designed by a George Hurst back in 1961. And the Jaws of Life have nothing to do with the movie Jaws. The Jaws of Life was named because it would grab you from the, like, snatch you from the jaws of death. And it was a term used, and it was, I think, a brilliant sort of marketing technique, because back in the 60s or 50s, they would have to use saws, circular saws, to get people out of cars, to get people out of buildings. And so George Hirsch saw this and said, look, you know, why don't we make a hydraulic tool, something mobile, something that wouldn't be flammable, something that wouldn't conduct electricity, that first responders could use for a vehicle. And because people get trapped in these vehicles. And if you remember some of the vehicles in the 50s and 60s, man, they were huge, very, very heavy. Now, I mean, you could have a little smart car, and a five-year-old could probably move the door on that one. But for some of those, you know, big, huge Studebakers or, you know, Chevys, and they needed basically an act of God to get people out of these cars. And they would have to sit there with saws, try to find power. So, you know, now this is a hydraulic tool, and there's a few of them. Some of them can perform multiple functions, but sometimes you have ones with different functions. But there's not just one thing that's the jaws of life, so to speak. And basically these first responders use tools to help pry somebody out of a vehicle, usually by not, these things don't lift the person. There's hydraulic lifts and things like that, but what this does is it helps get the car, open up the car, or help move windows and move doors, and it is so strong. I even added a video. I wrote a little article on this so you could see the strength of what these jaws can do, and they could tear apart a car in seconds. So they use a phosphate ester fluid that's non-flammable or conductive, so it's, you know, safer at a crash site. I mean, sometimes they got to work in a lake. Sometimes they have to work in a river and water. So, you know, we need it to be something that hopefully won't, unfortunately, electrocute or conduct electricity and hurt the first responders or the victim. So they'll cut, they'll spread, they'll ram, or they'll use a combination of techniques to move apart these structures. And so, you know, cars are compliant. The metal can bend and the steel can bend. So sometimes rather than trying to tear off a door, they might just spread the window open to make a larger opening. Now, also keep in mind, some cars, like, for example, with Tiger Woods that rolled over, you know, you start to dent and you start to compress some of the car. So when you have somebody compressed, these will open up and allow there to be more space. A lot of times as a first responder, you need to administer care on the crash site, in the crash site. So you could have a patient in a vehicle, not breathing, and you have to maintain his airway or create an airway while they're in the car. So we use these jaws of life for a whole variety of things, to be able to get in there and work. And so they say it's Hirsch Jaws of Life, named after George Hirsch. So the Hirsch Jaws of Life have reportedly saved over 24,000 lives. I believe they've even saved even more than that. But there's tons of different brands. There's tons of different pieces of equipment. Just the Jaws of Life kind of is the Kleenex, right, of these extraction tools. You know how Kleenex is just one brand of tissue? People don't say, can I have a tissue? They're like, I need a Kleenex. And, you know, it's a brand, just like, you're like, I think Tampax? Yeah, people used to say, I need a Tampax, like it's a tampon. You know, people would use brands. I can't believe it's not butter. So, you know, people ask, so what do you do with a scene like that? You know, how do first responders act? Well, basically what happened, like, for example, Tiger Woods, is there was a witness. The witness stopped, I think got into a fender bender themselves. They were okay. But there was another car that got damaged, you know, because they stopped and they were looky-loos going, you know, what happened there? And so obviously the first thing anybody needs to do is call 911. Even if you're a doctor, even if you've had ER experience like me, I was an ER doc, urgent care physician, I will run on the scene. But the first thing I do is call 911 because I need assistance. I'm not going to be a superhero and do it all myself. All right, so that is the first thing anybody does. Then you want to be very careful. You don't want to be pulling somebody out because you need to have C-spine precautions. So if somebody was involved in a rollover accident, you don't want to start pulling on them. You know, I know, you know, I remember like the old Charlie's Angels shows where, you know, the car gets into an accident, then it explodes. And every accident I was in, I got out of the car because I thought it would explode. And I'm like, I'm not going to sit in a car in an accident because it'll explode. And this idea that, and, you know, there's a lot more protections in place. And if you didn't hit an electrical, I don't know, outlet, or, you know, you didn't hit a, I don't know, an electrical source, you're probably fine. It's not going to blow up. But if you have a victim in there, you need to stabilize the neck. And so that's why we call the paramedics, because they have things that they can do to help stabilize the neck. And then when we take them out of the car, they're hopefully still in C-spine precautions. You also want to protect their back because they could have severed a spinal cord. You want to assess for any bleeding. And so the first thing that I do is I check their ABCs. I check their airway, I check their breathing, and I check their circulation. I want to make sure they're breathing. I also want to make sure that their airway is open, that I don't have to make an airway. And then I check their circulation, so I'll check their pulse. And I've taught you guys how to check your pulse. There's a radial pulse right under your thumb at your wrist area. Or if you can't feel your pulse, check your neck, right under the neck as it starts to kind of dig in. And kind of where you like to get hickeys, but a little bit more forward. There you could feel your pulse. There's other sorts of pulses, you know, but probably the easiest thing to do is to check the neck. And if you feel that the pulse is weak, then I need to assume that there might be some bleeding going on. And so I'll try to look and see if I could see bleeding. If I think the bleeding is coming from one leg or another leg or an arm, I might try to provide some sort of compression to stop the bleeding, or maybe provide a tourniquet. And, you know, a lot of people say, look, I'm not a doctor, but I want to do something. What do you do? First, if you want to do anything in terms of a crash site or in terms of an accident, could you please get your basic life support training? Get your first aid and basic life support training. They train you on what to do at these sites. And calling for help is the first thing, and then checking the ABCs. And if you have to do a tourniquet, if you have to provide CPR, there are things you could do. What you don't want to do is make matters worse. You also don't want to become a victim yourself. We don't want you going into a lake, or if there's, you know, if there was like an electrical pole or a power line nearby, we don't want you becoming a victim. The worst thing you could do for any victim is becoming a victim yourself. And, you know, a lot of us were very altruistic and we're like, look, no, you know, I'm going to save somebody. I'm going to put my life on the line for them. We really mean it. In medicine, you are going to screw things up if you become a victim yourself. You do no good to Tiger Woods or anybody in a car accident if we now have you lying on the ground and you possibly are in a worse position. Now it's pulling away resources from the victim. So you do not want to become a victim. If there's a fire, if there's loose electrical wires, if there's gushing water, you know, I mean, again, you know, you want to save who you could save, but if it looks like you're going to become a victim, you got to be smart about it. That's why I always call for help. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you inflation's here. I told you prices are going up. You didn't believe me. And prices are going up not only for toilet paper, not only for gas, not only for home prices, but the tooth fairy. Apparently, these kids are making $4.70 a tooth on average. It depends on where they live. But apparently there's a tooth fairy report that we've been getting ever since the 90s on how much, right, the tooth fairy brings, how much cash these kids get when their teeth fall out. Now, I like the tradition. I think the tooth fairy tradition is kind of cute because some kids freak out that parts of their body is falling off. And I'm like, man, wait till you turn 40. And so, you know, these kids freak out a little bit or, you know, in the olden days, sometimes the tooth would have to be pulled. And they're like, wait, you know, what's going on? And so when I was little, the tooth fairy would put a dime under your pillow. A dime. Okay? Not $4 or $5. A dime. And what is a girl supposed to do with a dime? Well, we could buy a tampon. Right? Because tampons at the time cost a dime. So here I am, right, 5 years old, losing a tooth. Right? My sister's saying you could use that if you have your period later. And then I have a dime. I save those dimes. Trust me. Man, I cash those suckers in come time I have a period. So I learned at a very early age that my teeth loss, right, warned me of, you know, menstrual problems later. So that or forebode. So I, you know, for me, it just was negative all around. But for other people, it's pretty happy. Tooth fairy comes, they lose a tooth, they put the tooth, they clean the tooth off because sometimes it's bloody. I used to try to pull my teeth out because I needed money for bubble gum. And I'm like, you know what? If I pull out five, that's 50 cents. My mom's like, quit pulling out your teeth. So you put it in a little bag. We had like a little baggie. It would go under the pillow. And then the next day you wake up and there's supposed to be money. So I like the tradition. In fact, the tradition, the tradition that we know it started like around early 1900s, but it goes back to medieval times, Viking times. Apparently children's teeth were either a sign of good luck and, you know, the daddies and the mommies would wear them when they would fight. You know, and have their baby teeth. For others, the teeth were things you needed to kind of burn and not let witches get, because witches would then grab the tooth and then have that as a hold on you. And so when a child lost a tooth, the parents would burn it right away. Another theory or another tradition was when a kid lost a tooth, to burn it. Because if the kid lost a tooth and didn't find it, then in their afterlife, they would be searching forever for that tooth. So there's a whole bunch of different sort of old reasons for teeth and tooth fairy. I foresee that the tooth fairy, tradition is going to go, because somebody's going to say it's sexist. Because, right, the tooth fairy is supposed to exchange money for a body part. Somebody's going to say that that's inappropriate. The tooth fairy is usually in a really cute little skirt. Somebody's going to say that that's inappropriate. You know, so I don't know how much longer the tooth fairy is going to last. Wasn't The Rock in a movie called The Tooth Fairy? I love that movie. That was good. Dwayne Johnson. But anyway, so I don't know how much longer it's going to last, but I really like the concept of kids not freaking out and losing their teeth. The problem I have, though, with the whole tooth fairy thing is these kids are making money. I mean, I remember growing up and, you know, my kids. So my kids, I gave $1, then I gave $2, and then my friend's kids were dropping fives, dropping tens, dropping twenties. And I'm like, wait a second, that's ridiculous. I don't want to teach my kid that, you know, they lose a piece of bone, they get paid for it. I want them to protect the bones. I want them to brush their teeth. Because my kids learned at an early age about periodontitis and how gum disease could cause you to lose teeth. The last thing I wanted to do is incentivize my kids to let their teeth fall out. I'm like, keep the teeth. But, you know, we started to give $5 a tooth. So it's our fault that now we have this national average. So let me show you what some of these numbers are. Man, people are making bank. So the Tooth Fairy's average gift is now $470. This is the Delta Dental poll in 23 years. They have found it go up. The previous high was 2017. And it was, I think, $466. In Arkansas, the Tooth Fairy pays $445. Baby teeth make the least in the Midwest for $366. In the North, $5.72. In the West, $5.54. Now, nobody's actually putting $3.66. I mean, nobody's putting all the pennies and the nickels and the dimes, although that would be funny. Honestly, if you want to teach your kids about money, then, you know, let them count it correctly. I don't know. But usually people throw a buck or two. So this poll was conducted by Delta Dental Plans Association between December 28th and January 8th, and a nationally represented sample of 1,000-plus parents of children 6 to 12. So, you know, I like these traditions. You know, people joke that tradition, there's a meme saying traditions is peer pressures from dead guys and dead people. But, you know, I think it does calm people down, because my kids had to have teeth pulled. And, you know, having teeth pulled, I don't know why they had to have teeth pulled. I mean, I have the biggest mouth ever. I don't know how they were born with mouths that weren't big enough. But, you know, they had some dental issues. And, you know, they went to the children's dentist and they got taken care of. It was painless, you know, and they were happy. But, you know, there was that incentive. Give me the teeth. You're going to get, although I skipped being the tooth fairy a couple times because I couldn't fit into the dress. You know, after having a couple kids, you can't, because you want to dress up like the tooth fairy. I hope you guys aren't going in your underwear, your muumuus, going in and putting money under there. My kids are light sleepers. That was the other thing. I did not want to wake up my kids. Because when you wake up the kids and they're up and they want to eat, they need a sandwich. I got boys. So now they're hungry. And then they want to talk. And then they wake up the other one. We had them share a room at one time because they liked it. They, you know, they got along. That was like the one time they got along. So they were sharing a room. We had a room for them. And I shared a room when I was growing up. So they shared a room. And then, you know, one's up. They're like, well, I'm not going to be up by myself. I want to play. So then they wake up the other one. And I'm like, you know what? We're going to be quiet about this. So I would do my tooth fairy stuff, like, right in the morning when they had to wake up. And they're like, Mom, what are you doing here? You know, and I'm like, oh, I'm just, you know, waking you up for preschool or whatever. And then, you know, they wouldn't make their bed. And so the money would be sitting there in their pillow, right? I don't know how long until we clean the sheets. And I'm like, really? You didn't know money was there? So, but, you know, I think these traditions like Santa Claus, I love the concept of Santa Claus. As a kid, I grew up in Arizona. So in Arizona, when it came to Santa Claus, we didn't have fireplaces in a lot of our homes in Arizona. So when I heard that Santa Claus comes down the chimney, I would ask my mom, I go, but how does that work? Because some of us don't have chimneys. And my mom said, because, you know, even though we were Jewish, she didn't want me to, like, lose that whole Santa Claus, you know, concept, because it's really, really cool. You know, she's like, you know, he'll come in through the window, he'll come in through the door, he's Santa, he knows how to get in the house. And I'm like, well, I can't Santa come to our house, you know? And I was, like, really upset because I really, really liked the Santa concept. And so in Arizona, it was kind of difficult. The other thing, too, as a kid that I really didn't understand was how does he make it to everybody's house at midnight? And my sister's like, dummy, in New York, it's midnight at a different time. And I'm like, okay. And that kind of kept me satisfied, right, for maybe about a year or two until I realized, but still, that's a lot of homes in New York. So people always ask, should we stop doing Santa Claus or tooth fairies or lying to kids? And the answer is no. I don't think you disturb them with lies. I think lying to your kids is paramount. I think it is necessary. It's necessary. You know, like when my kids go, you know, Mom, you know, were you a good girl? You know, did you drink? Absolutely not. I have lied straight to the kids, and I want them to know that I lied. Okay? I mean, I don't, you know, people are like, oh, well, gosh, you know, you don't want to lie to your kids. You know, you don't want to lie. I lie to my husband all the time. I mean, you want your kids to understand that you did things for them because they were kids, and now that they're growing up, you're going to come clean on some things. Right? And they know when you lie. My kids know when I lie because I giggle when I tell them something. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.